To the Sharemeyer Ordinary Council meeting for Tuesday, the 28th of October 2025. I would like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners on the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I would like to welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting open at 4 p.m. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute taking purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves all right in relation to its copyright. Audio contained in the recording must not be altered, reproduced, or republished without the written permission of the Shire and in accordance with Section 8.5 of the Shire of Meriden Standing Orders Local Law 2017. No person is to use any electronic, visual, or audio recording device or instrument to record the proceedings of the Council or a committee without the written permission of Council. Two, record of attendance, apologies, and leaves of absence. Council in attendance are Councillor Crook, myself, Councillor Manning, Deputy President, Councillor Billing, Councillor Bowen, Councillor O'Neill, Councillor Madigan, and Councillor Vandermeer, who is no longer on leave of absence. The staff in attendance are Mr. Watts, Ms. Bowen, Ms. Brindley Mullen, Mr. Wall, Ms. Ogney. Item number three, public question time. Is nobody out there?
Members of the public? No.
Item number four, disclosure of interest. Myself declared a financial interest in item 12.3, and Councillor Manning declared an impartiality interest in item 12.4. Is there anyone who'd like to apply for a leave of absence for upcoming meetings? Ms. Neil. Item six, petitions and presentations. Ms. Neil. Item seven, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Could I please have a move for resolution on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 16th September 2025 and the special council meeting held on the 21st of October 2025 be confirmed as true and accurate record of proceedings.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Can we have a seconder for that? Councillor Manning. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor Manning?
No, thanks.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to a vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried, 7-0. Item eight, announcements by person presiding without discussion is nil. Item nine, matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public is nil. Item 10, receipt of minutes of meetings is nil. Item 11, recommendations from committee meetings for council consideration is nil. Item 12, officers report development services. Item 12.1, lot 1179 Telfer Avenue, Meriden, development application for a transportable office. Would someone like to move the officer's recommendation on the screen when it's there? Councillor Manning?
I'll move that Council 1 grant development planning approval for a proposed office building 12 metres by 3.1 metres by 3 metres high to be situated on lot 1179 Telfer Avenue, Meriden, as outlined in attachment 12.1A. 2, advises the applicant of the following. A, this development approval does not constitute a building permit. An application for a building permit must be lodged with the Shire of Meriden and be approved before any building work can commence on site. B, compliance is required with provisions of the National Construction Code, BCA, and relevant standards, including disability access requirements. And C, the new office building must not be occupied until such time as the Shire of Meriden has issued an occupancy permit for the use of the building.
Thank you, Councillor Manning. Can we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Manning, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thanks.
Councillor Vandermeer?
No, thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I put the motion to vote by a show of hands. All those in favour? Carried, 7-0. Item 12.2, application for development approval, telecommunication infrastructure, lot 18291, 106 Bryant Road, Tangerden, WA. Would someone like to move the officer's motion on the screen? Councillor Billing?
I move that Council 1 resolves to advertise the proposed development for a period of 14 days by notifying owners and occupiers of the properties in the vicinity of the proposal in accordance with Clause 64 4 and 7 of the deemed provisions of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes Regulations 2015. 2 authorises the CEO to grant development approval subject to the conditions below, provided there is no significant submissions received during the advertising period. A, grant development approval for the erection of telecommunication infrastructure comprising of 81 high guide masts, 4 omni antennas, 1 parabolic dish antenna, 1 standard equipment shelter and ancillary equipment required for the operation of the facility lot 18291, 1062 Bryant Road, Tantagen, WA 6415 as outlined in attachment 12.1A. B, advertise the applicant that the proposed development comprises of Class 10 structure under the National Construction Codes, BCA, the construction of Class 10 structures outside of town site boundaries within the Shire of Meriden does not require a building permit. However, it is the responsibility of the applicant to ensure that the proposed structures comply with the structural requirements specified by the relevant Australian standards.
Thank you, Councillor Billy. Could we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thanks.
Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak? Would anyone like to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All those in favour? Carried, 7-0. Item 12.3. Motion. I leave the room. Hand over to Councillor Manning.
You need me to sit back?
Councillor Crooks left the chambers at 4:06 p.m.
Item 12.3, WAPC subdivision application, proposed amalgamation of lot 815 and 816 Cunningham Street, Meriden. Councillor Cook declared a financial interest, handed the chair of the meeting to Shire Deputy President Councillor Manning, myself, and when is she in the chamber again? At 4:06. So I'd like to call for the councillor to move the motion on the screen. Councillor Vanderman.
The council, I move a motion that council advise the West Australian Planning Commission, WAPC, that A, has no objection to the proposed subdivision application, WAPC number 202299. Resulting in the amalgamation of lots 815 and 816 Cunningham Street, Meriden, as identified in attachment 12.3A and B. It has no conditions to impose on the amalgamation.
Thank you. Could I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill. Thanks. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried 6-0.
Councillor Crooks returned at 4:08.
Item 12.4, 31 Jackson Way, Meriden, application for development approval, transportable dwelling. Councillor Manning has declared an impartial interest in this item. Could we please have an officer move the resolution on the screen?
First, I'm going to read that.
Okay. The declaration of an impartiality interest permits myself. Is that the one I'd read?
So it should be, where are we? You have an impartiality interest as per Regulation 34, Civil Government Administration, Rec 96 and Rec 11. The natural
okay.
interest extended benefit as a consequence of may receive perception of
okay. I've declared an impartiality interest, refer to Regulation 34C of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996 and Regulation 11 of the Local Government Rules and Conduct Regulations 2007. The nature of my interest is I have a relationship with the applicant, and the extent of my interest is that the owner is a friend and her son, who will be the occupant of the new dwelling, works for my husband in his cabinet making business. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merit and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Manning. We have, I'm moving for the resolution on the screen, thanks. Councillor Billing.
I move that Council 1 grants development approval for the placement of a single transportable dwelling on 31 Jackson Way, Meriden, as outlined in attachment 12.4A, subject to the following conditions. A, mature vegetation trees on the site should be retained. B, detailed elevation compatible and consistent with the existing streetscape are to be provided to the satisfactory of the local government. C, a visual vegetation screen should be established along the existing fence to maintain the visual aesthetics and residential character of the area. 2, advises the applicant that the granting of development approval does not constitute a building permit and that the application for building permit must be submitted to the local government for all building works. 3, advises the applicant that any sandwich panel material used in the constructions of the transported dwelling must be covered with appropriate cladding on the sides to retain the residential character of the area.
Could I have a second for the motion? Well, Councillor Boehm, seems strange saying that. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Boehm?
No.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? With a show of hands, I'll put the motion to a vote. All those in favour, carried 7-0. Item 13, Office Report Engineering Services is nil. Item 14, Officers Reports Corporate and Community Services, 14.1 Statement of Financial Activity, August 2025. Would someone like to move the officer's resolution on the screen? Councillor O'Neill.
I move that Council receive the Statements of Financial Activity Investment Report for the period ending 31st of August 2025 in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996.
Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor Madigan. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion?
Yes.
Councillor Madigan. Anyone like to speak against the motion?
No. Sorry.
There'll be no debate. I'll put the motion to vote by show of hands. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 14.2, Statement of Financial Activity, September 2025. Would someone like to move the officer's resolution on the screen? Councillor O'Neill.
The Council received the Statements of Financial Activity Investment Report for the period ending 30th of September 2025 in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996.
We have a seconder for the motion. Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion?
No,
Councillor Vandermeer.
No, thank you.
Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 14.3, List of Accounts Paid September 2025. Would someone like to move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer.
The Council received the schedule of accounts paid during September 2025 as listed, covering checks, EFTs, directly debited payments and wages as numbered and totalling $1,041,741.92 from the Meriden Shire Council Municipal Bank account and $0 from the Meriden Shire Council Trust Bank account.
Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor O'Neill.
Yes.
Anyone would like to speak against the motion? All those in favour by show of hands. Carried 7-0. Item 14.4, IT Strategy and IT Change Management Framework. Would someone like to move the officer's recommendations on the screen? Councillor O'Neill.
I move that Council adopts the Shire of Meriden IT Strategy and IT Change Management Framework as presented in Attachment 14.4A and 14.4B.
Would someone like to second the motion? Councillor Madigan. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for it? Councillor Madigan. I'd just like to say that it's actually somewhere that it's on our audit report and our risk management, and it's actually good to see it starting to get legs and move along. We just say thank you very much, Ms. Bowen, for the hard work that goes into these things. So would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 15, Office Report Administration, 15.1, Election of Delegates and Deputy Delegates to Committees. Would someone like to move the motion on the screen? Councillor Manning.
I'll move one that Council, in accordance with sections 5.10, 5.11A and 7.1A of the Local Government Act 1995, endorse Councillors Crook, Councillor Manning, Councillor O'Neill and Councillor Boehm to be appointed as delegates to the Shire Mayor and Audit Committee, with all other councillors appointed as deputies. Two, that Council, in accordance with sections 5.10 and 5.11A of the Local Government Act 1995, endorse Councillor Billing to be appointed as delegate to the Eric Hines Scholarship Committee, with all other councillors appointed as deputies. Three, that Council, in accordance with section 5.10 and 5.11A of the Local Government Act 1995 and section 67 of the Bushfires Act 1954, endorse Councillor Vandermeer to be appointed as delegate to the Shire of Merrin Bushfires Advisory Committee, with all other councillors appointed as deputies. Four, that Council, in accordance with section 5.10S and 5.11A of the Local Government Act 1995, endorse Councillor Vandermeer to be appointed as chair and delegate to the Shire of Merrin Local Emergency Management Committee, with all other councillors appointed as deputies. Five, that Council A, endorse Councillor Crook and Councillor Manning to be appointed as delegates to the Western Australian Local Government Association Great Eastern Country Zone, with Councillor Vandermeer as appointed as deputy. B, endorse the CEO to represent and vote on behalf of the Shire of Merrin when no other council delegate is in attendance. Six, that Council endorse Councillor O'Neill and the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Craig Watts, to be appointed as delegates to the Wheatbelt East Regional Organisation of Councils. Seven, that Council endorse Councillor Crook to be appointed as delegate to the Wheatbelt North Regional Road Group, with Councillor Manning appointed as deputy. Eight, that Council endorse Councillor Madigan to be appointed as delegate to the Central East Accommodation and Care Alliance, SEAPA Inc., with the CEO, Mr. Craig Watts, appointed as deputy. B, endorse the CEO to represent and vote on behalf of the Shire of Merrin when no other councillor delegate is in attendance. Nine, that Council endorse Councillors Manning and Councillor Crook to be nominated as members and Councillors Boehm and Councillor Billing as alternate members for the Shire of Merrin on the Midwest Wheatbelt Development Assessment Panel, and their nomination be submitted to the Minister for Planning for consideration. 10, that Council endorse Councillor Manning to be appointed as delegate to the Rural Water Council of WA, and 11, that Council endorse Councillor Billing to be appointed as delegate to the Eastern Wheatbelt Biosecurity Group.
Thank you very much, Councillor Manning. Would someone like to second the motion? Yes. Councillor Vandermeer? Councillor Manning, would you like to?
I'd just like to thank all councillors for taking on a role in all these committees that we are a part of. It's really great that we have good representation on a number of groups that are, you know, represent the interests in some of the issues that we deal with as a council.
Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to? Would anyone else like to speak against the motion? Show of hands, all those in favour of the motion. Carried 7-0. You change that to accommodation.
Yes, we are.
Item 15.2, amended to standing orders. Sorry, Mr. Page. Yep, would someone like to move the council's resolution on the screen? Councillor Manning, Councillor Madigan.
I'd like to move that the council adopts the amendments to the orders for all future council meetings, with these being development services, infrastructure services, corporate services, community services and administration, and amends the numbering of items to accommodate all these changes.
We have someone second the motion. Councillor Boehm. Councillor Madigan, would you like to speak for the motion?
Sure.
Councillor Boehm. Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 15.3, 2025-27 Communications Agreement. Would someone like to move the officer's resolution on the screen? Councillor O'Neill.
I move that Council adopts the 2025-27 Communications Agreement as provided in Attachment 15.3A.
Can we please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thanks.
Councillor Vandermeer.
No, thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Those in favour? Carried 7-0. 15.4, adoption of council policies. We do have a resolution, but we have an alternative motion as well.
So would someone like to
move the alternative motion? Councillor Vandermeer?
Do we do that straight away, do we?
That one first, yep.
I'd like to move an alternate motion. The council adopt the personal memorials policy as shown in attachment 15.4A. 2, adopt the emergency volunteers policy as shown in attachment 15.4B. And 3, adopt the community enhancement fund policy as shown in attachment 15.4C. Can I just ask a question? Do we need to, is there any mention about the people putting about the CEO or that? Because we added that line about the CEO approval.
Through the chair, what we can do is we'll make that minor amendment as discussed within the briefing. What you could do to confirm that is again with number two, subject to your approval, I word it to be adopt the emergency volunteers policy as shown in attachment 15.4B. To include
words around fatigue management.
To include providing the chief executive officer discretion in relation to the number of hours attended per fortnight.
Can you read that again a little bit for the words, please?
To include providing the chief executive officer discretion in relation to staff hours, is it? The 5 hours per fortnight provision. And include a fatigue management provision.
Quick time, Brian.
Right, Councillor Vander, are you happy with that?
Rather than to include with amendments or something along those lines.
Okay, so 15.4B with amendments to include providing. Yep. Thanks.
Councillor Vander,
I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Are you happy with that? We have a seconder for the motion on the screen. Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Vandermeer, do you want to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill.
Thanks.
Does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 7-0. 15.5, 2026 Council Meeting and Audit Committee meeting dates. We have a mover for the officer's recommendation. I'll move the recommendation. I move that Council 1 meets for ordinary Council meetings at 5 p.m. according to the dates as provided in this report. 2, holds confidential agenda briefing sessions at 5:30 and prior to the monthly ordering meetings commencing at 3 p.m. as per the dates provided in this report. Holds an audit committee meeting before the ordinary council meetings in February, May, August and November at 2:30 p.m. as per the dates provided in this report. And 4, holds the annual electors meeting on Tuesday the 10th of February at 6 p.m. provided that the 24-25 annual report is received and adopted at 16th of December 2025 ordinary council meeting. Would someone like to second the motion? Councillor Billing? I think we've all discussed the dates enough and we're happy with where we're going. Councillor Bean, would you like to speak to the motion? Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 7-0. 15.6, Shire of Merion, Christmas and New Year's opening hours. Would someone like to move the officer's recommendation on the screen? Councillor O'Neill.
Move that Council 1 notes the closure of the Shire Administration office from midday Wednesday, 24th of December 2025, to the morning of Monday, 5th February 2026, with closures at other facilities as provided in Attachment 1. And 2, notes information relating closures will be advertised to community in early December, including hours of operation and emergency contact information.
Would someone like to move the motion? Second the motion, sorry. Councillor Madigan. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak?
No, please.
Councillor Minigan. Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 16, motion of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 17, questions by members of which due notice has been given is nil. Item 18, urgent business approved by the person presiding or by decision is nil. Item 19, matters behind closed door is nil. Item 20, closure. There being no further business, I'd like to thank you all for coming today and declare the meeting closed at 4:25 p.m. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Congratulations on your first council meeting.